Hey, what's going on, people? It's your man, Big B, letting you know that today's episode is sponsored by Tweaked Audio. Hey, check it out. If you are in need of a pair of headphones,
what you need to do is go to tweakedaudio.com, buy them, put in the code ADS.
33% off, free shipping worldwide.
And a lifetime warranty. Go on, get yourself some.
The In Deep Show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
You are down in deep.
This is deep. Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is going to be funky from now on, yeah.
Because I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep, but I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You are down in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are down in deep.
Because I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go.
What's going on, peeps? This is your man, Big B. Welcome to another episode of the In Deep Show, IDS, for you hip cats. Here again. I got some stuff on my mind. I kind of want to jump right into it, but I have to do my crew their justice of introducing them. Today with me, I have the doctor.
What's up, everybody? How y'all doing out there? You get ready. We have a good show for y'all today. Stay tuned.
We have the queen.
Welcome. Welcome to the show.
And we also have with us today. Damn it, Gina.
Welcome, everyone. Be prepared for my one finger later for Big B.
That was the jump. Uh-huh. That movie.
Want to be a jigaboo.
All right.
Is that what he's trying to say?
I don't know what he's trying to say. Oh, okay. I know what I'm going to be saying for my one finger, though.
Uh-oh.
Okay, but my thing is, I know you're going to do your one finger thing, but I want to see how big and bad you really are. Would you post a pic for the page today?
Hell no.
Oh, okay.
Do it for the Vine. Not going to do
hell
it.
Hell no.
Do it for the Vine. Not going
to
do it.
One for the team.
Hell to the no.
I'm going to have to veto that
this
one.
This is just for you guys because you're my family on Monday.
Our listeners are our family too.
They are.
You say on Monday.
You know what? Where's my phone?
Damn.
Don't say that.
I love you guys all week, but I'm just saying on Monday.
Because I'm just saying, you're going to open up a door.
See, this shows how comfortable I am with you guys. Come on.
True that.
See, I'm comfortable.
Anybody else, guy?
Okay. So, way into it. So, normally I don't let things bother me, and trust me when I tell you, I'm not letting this bother me right now. I ain't gonna lie. It's sort of like, you know how on a nice, good summer day, you had a great picnic and the weather's nice and everything. And the only thing that's really fucked up is that annoying little fucking gnat that just keeps just fucking buzzing around your food and your ear and your shit. And you just got to, gosh. I'm dealing with a little piece of shit, fuckboy, stalky ass, rapist, fuck.
Wow.
A rapist?
Like that. You see, let me give you the backdrop on what I'm talking about here. So, one day, a few years ago, I was sent a friend request from this dude. And Queen, you know me. When I get a friend request, it ain't no clickety-click-click. It's like, yeah, dude, you know, who are you? Where'd I know you from? Blah, blah, blah. You know, it's not just jump on the page. It's just, sure. It doesn't happen like that. And it's not really for my protection. It's more for yours, because I'm comfortable speaking around my friends because they know me. They know, you know, they know my level of anger. They know my heart. They know everything. So they usually know when I'm playing. They usually know when something's bothering me. So no one really gets too out of line on my page when it comes to things that I may have to say. And that's fine. This dude, you know, he hits me back and he was like, yeah, you know, I remember you from when you used to play ball in high school, and I played at this other high school, BCC, blah, 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 whatever, whatever. Then I was like, oh, I still really didn't know who he was. Then he proceeds to send me pics of all my motherfucking press clippings. I remember that game when you, and then I got the thing from the game when you.
So he couldn't have just been a fan?
And that's weird. Yeah. That's weird. We're damn near 20 years, well, now we are, 20 years out of high school.
And he's a man.
And it's a dude. And you played ball. And you collecting my press clippings?
So what you're trying to say is there is a room in his house with
candles. The one swinging fucking light bulb on a cord in the middle.
Some candles, roses, pictures of you. Is that what you're trying to tell us?
All I'm saying is, I'm not even going to try to blow this up. I'm just going to state the facts. The facts speak for themselves. This nigga has all my motherfucking stats and press clippings and all that shit from high school. I barely held on to my diploma after 20 years of high school. This nigga has held on to my fucking press clippings. Okay? So let me fast forward a little bit. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, is it possible that he kept that because maybe you were a rival team and maybe you were, you know, his competition? Is there any way that he's not? Oh, is that okay?
I've had a lot of rival teams. And I played against a lot of good players that have gone on to the NBA, gone on to the NFL. Yeah, fuck all that.
Oh, okay. All right. No. Well, we're back to rapist. Okay.
Stalky, rapey, gaggy thing.
Okay.
So here's the thing. So this dude here, right, he's on top of being the stalky, rapey, flamey, homo, gay dude.
Okay.
Now we get to the bottom of it.
Homie.
It's a whole bunch.
Yay, dude. Okay.
No, I mean.
All right. I'm just waiting for you to add.
So, on top of that, you know, now, you know, you can almost tell where I'm going with it. On top of that, he's a dude that, he's a front runner. He's the type of dude that always has to root for the winning team, be on the winning, you know what I'm saying? Everything about him has to be winning, even if he has to construct it. You know what I'm saying? For instance, I'm a Skins fan. If we go 1-15, I'm a Skins fan. You know what I'm saying? If we don't go to the playoffs in 10 years, I'm a Skins fan. This nigga here, 1-2 losing seasons, he's on the team that won the Super Bowl last year and screaming and howling about how great he is. Okay. It just so happens currently right now, I think he was a Buffalo Bills fan. But now he's a Carolina Panthers fan. Wow. Y'all feel where this is going? Mm-hmm. Colin has super vocals. Okay. And so this is what he does. So he's one of, and he's also one of those people, and I'm sure some of y'all can relate to this. He's one of those people that always has so much to say, so many things to post, blah, blah, blah. But his page is completely blocked from anyone saying anything or doing anything on his page.
Okay.
So what he does now to kind of... Yeah, hey, Doc, you remember back when you was a kid, the little motherfucker that used to come just like 5 feet off the porch and throw a rock and then run back in the house because he know his mom ain't going to let nothing happen? Okay. That's this bitch nigga. So... So that's
Raging
what he does here.
Bitch nigga.
Right.
Okay.
Hiding up on there, holding on to mama's hem skirt.
Throwing rocks.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Bitch ass. Okay. So that's this dude here, right? So so he's a Carolina Panthers fan.
This week.
He's for now a Duke fan. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
It's nothing. There's nothing home about nothing, right? You know what I'm saying?
He's a rider.
Hey, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. No KY, no nothing. Just slide that motherfucker and let me ride. Just
what?
That's this nigga.
Just raw.
So anyway, you know, he been posting all this motherfucking shit, blah, blah, blah. So, for those of you who don't know, University of North Carolina basketball team won the ACC championship yesterday. And they did so by beating Duke Blue Devils. I don't like Duke Blue Devils.
Sorry,
but I respect them.
Sorry, Murphy.
I respect their program, their organization. The best of it got to me. So I was going to do a post similar. What he does these little gay posts where he does the video with, the last time he did, he had makeup on. And I'm assuming his attempt was...
Wait, clarification, point of clarification, sir. Did he have on the makeup of the team? Like, you know how people paint
their face? No, not face paint, not rally paint.
So like how, like I would have, like my lip gloss right now is popping makeup or, and...
Well, I'm gonna get to that, I'm gonna explain that.
Okay.
He had on makeup, and I'm going to assume, for the benefit of him, because I'm not a cruddy dude to take cheap shots.
Come on, man.
What'd you say, Jenny?
I said nothing.
I thought you said something about your three ponytails.
No, I didn't. Oh, okay. I don't give a fuck. I got three ponytails and what?
You didn't say Pippi's.
Now
mom.
What?
Show James.
Pippi's.
Show James.
Who?
Who?
Post it on the page.
Who's
on the
James?
Page. Show
Who's
James?
Oh, she done forgot about him now.
Oh, you don't know
it ain't nothing to remember.
Right. I'm saying.
Queen was like, what?
Who? Anyway. So, I did a little... I was gonna do a post. Like, he does these video things, like I said. And last one he had on makeup, and again, in his defense, I'm gonna say, I guess he was attempting to make himself up as though he was like beat up or something. So that would give an effect like, oh, your team, I don't know.
Was it makeup?
Like a black eye?
It was makeup.
Okay, because I'm saying there is an app that can do
well,
that.
I mean,
as
he do got these. His... Okay. He do got these lips. He kind of...
Sir?
Uh-oh. Just, what?
You know.
Wait a minute.
Put it this way. If you ever did a bid, put it this way. When he get out of jail, his job is going to be siphoning.
Oh.
Sir.
I'm just saying.
All right.
But that's a whole number.
Interesting.
Thing. So anyway, I was like, you know what? I'm not even going to do that. I'm just going to just do a simple post. And see... there's this other Montgomery County basketball 20-year reunion page. And so what he does is he uses that page to kind of get his little sneak attacks in. You know what I'm saying? So whatever. So I post a little something on there. So basically congratulating my team for winning the championship. And then I threw a little something in extra about him being a bitch ass nigga and having his page locked because you're a bitch and you
just suck a little balls something. Just a little
all
something.
That, you know, that kind of shit or whatever. You know.
Just a little bit. Just a little
something. Very well. So we've been kind of going back and forth all day. And I was cool with the going back and forth. You know what I'm saying? He was talking about the fact that his team beat mine when we played. Dude, it was 20 years ago. I'm all right with it. Wow. You were at a 4A school. I was at a 3A school. For all you all that don't know, I'm from a much smaller school in the county. You're from a big school in the city. Yeah, okay, you had a better team. Ain't nobody fronting from that. You had a better team.
And it was high school.
It was so high school. And you. Wow. And the thing about it is, if you had to put his team, if you had to like rank the people on his team, this nigga may, on the best day, like when the last nigga on the bench was sick, he may have been pedestrian. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, whatever. Mm. Hmm. So anyway, everything was cool.
Oh, so you do remember him though?
Because he posts all the stuff on the page. I don't know him personally. Okay. I don't remember. I remember niggas I balled with against the school. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I see him in the street. Love,
just
love.
Not that. Right.
But that, nah, this whack trash ass. But so everything was cool. And he always tries to get me on the word game. It's never going to work, dude. You're not built for this. It's just not. I've already talked you off the ledge so many times to where people on his page actually inbox me and ask me to please take it easy. Please just let it go. Whatever, whatever. You know what I'm saying? And one of his boys had to actually mediate, you know, telling me, like, please stop. And I'm like, Slim, it'll all stop if he's just... I don't talk to him. I don't know you. I don't fuck with you. Don't tag me in your shit.
Okay, so that's where it's starting. I'm trying to get to the point where I'm like, where is, why, what, who,
right,
how?
This stalky ass
so
nigga,
he tags
whatever, whatever.
You in stuff.
Right.
Okay.
And the thing about it is, okay, the team that he, quote, supposed to like is the Panthers right now. It has nothing to do with the Redskins. You're not in our division. You have nothing to do with us. So why every week do you post Redskins stats when they lose? That's all you do is post Redskins shit.
You mean even when we're not playing football?
No, like every time, like when the Redskins lose, he'll post a picture of when they show the final score, the Redskins losing. And then he does his little whack ass makeup when he puts his Mac makeup on. And does his video.
How you know
and
it's
he
Mac?
Holds up.
How you know he's spending all that money, you know, on Mac? How you
it
know
could
it's
be
not
wet,
like,
and
wet
and wild.
I mean, just say that. How I'm you know it's not wet and wild?
I'm just trying to give a little bit of credit to his dusty ass bitch, and she might have some good makeup. I don't know. But I'm just saying.
Okay, this is where we're going.
So, anyway, so everything was going smoothly today. Until he wanted to make the comment of, my whack podcast.
Wait a minute, nigga.
Now we all awoke.
I
what?
Know, right?
What
is, fuck
me that. You know what I'm saying? So, whoa. What's
so,
his name? I'm about
so
to
what happened was,
right,
let me take you back. Let me take you back.
Queen
so
picked up the phone. Just
do
want
it,
to say.
Do it quickly.
Mark
so,
picked up
so
the
like
beard.
I said,
do it quickly.
This nigga, way back in the day, like I said, he always wants to challenge me on word game, and he always gets destroyed.
Wait
a
minute.
So,
trying to go to Facebook.
You looking him up on Facebook?
I'm trying.
Adrian Stewart.
Ooh, okay. The whole name. All right.
Okay. Wow.
So.
He's on Mark.
So I invited him back in the day to, if you really think you built for this, I have a platform for us to go one-on-one and just wrap it out.
Okay.
Right here on the show.
Toe to toe.
I'm, nigga, it's my audience. I have everything to lose. You have nothing to lose. Niggas won't know you from a can of paint.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Adrian, what?
Oh,
what is that?
Stewart.
Stewart.
I know, right? Yeah. They won't know you, but Adrian Stewart.
Mm-hmm. Everybody going to know.
Oh, you done messed up now, boy.
He got the pink lips.
Oh.
Wow.
That doesn't sound like you've been beat up. That sounds like you've been... Maybe it's me.
It might be.
Mm-hmm.
Or so your lip gloss is popping.
Taking it in.
So, I'm popping.
Anyway.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, he goes on to talk about my rack podcast and how I begged him to be on the show.
Ooh.
Nigga, I didn't beg you to be on the show as a guest or something. I gave you a platform if you was really built like that to rap. But, of course, he didn't take me up on. I know you probably don't remember, Doc, and this is probably, I think Queen might have been here. It could have been a tiny bit before Queen. I don't know. Anyway, that was my today.
All right.
Hey, I didn't send for you. I felt like you came for us.
Uh-huh.
So now I'm trying to find you.
And look, now he took it too far. We all involved.
Uh huh. No, you fucked up. You know you fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's
so. Oh,
you see him?
Mm-hmm.
You got him?
Mm-hmm.
Email Jihad.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm there. I see it.
Oh, yeah?
That was fast.
Mm-hmm. It don't take much, Shawty.
Yeah, niggas is mad easy to get.
I want to take a look at that myself.
Yeah, but was I right, though, about the
well,
the
I
MAC
don't,
lip gloss?
I don't see the lip gloss popping, but...
But his lips are awfully pink, right?
I mean, mine are. Don't.
You're a woman.
He got the pinky dinks.
Oh, my.
Well, that one is looking a little glossy, but you know.
He's a hardcore ball player, but he's glossy.
I'm just saying, Negro. Don't come for people you don't know.
Yeah,
you don't,
for real,
you don't know us like that.
You don't know
Shawty.
Us like that, pimping?
You know what I'm saying? You don't know us like that.
Stop stalking people.
Right?
See, and that's, you know what?
He is posting pictures of people old. Playing basketball, September.
You see,
okay.
Mine just got
that's
out.
That's what I'm worried about.
Ooh,
because
maybe he did.
Yeah.
There you go.
He just got out.
Yep. I'm going to go with that.
I'm afraid that, you know, he might get tired of looking at my newspaper clippings and stats. And he might start attending some of these high school games and junior high school games and start picking up a new victim. And so all I'm saying is if you are in the DMV area, I'll post this picture on our page. And if y'all see this.
You know what?
Dude with pink lips and makeup on.
I'm trying to
and
find
his name is
picture.
Adrian.
You know,
he likes sprinkles and stuff.
That's gonna stop.
Doc, tell me you don't got lip gloss on.
Yep. Oh, look how he do his mouth right there.
Let me see. Is he doing duck face?
Look.
He's not doing duck face in that picture.
I'm telling you.
Nigga, he can't help it.
He holding his lips a little tight.
He can't help it.
I said it,
baby. Look closer.
Trying to hold him butt cheeks tight. Oh, he is.
That's not airbrush.
he puckering. Or
that's what I'm trying to tell you.
That's Mac. That's Mac C-17.
That's Cell Block C-17.
I'm like, shut up.
That's CB4.
All right, come on, man. All right, enough of that.
All right.
Enough of it.
But anyway, if anyone wants to go on Facebook.
Wow.
Stop it.
And do a Facebook jihad on one Adrian, Adrian Stewart,
really?
Stewart.
Oh,
and
you know what?
As a nickname, it's Adrian Loves a Butter Pecan Puerto Rican Stewart.
What?
That nigga had to go.
Wait, hold up.
He had to offer green cards to
get
a wife.
But wait, hold on. So I need to figure out where or what did he say? Because, I mean, I can't be 100% on board of this jihad.
What did he say about to me?
To you.
Oh, it's not
to
on
the show.
Oh, yeah. Well, let me get you there. Here
okay,
you
well, let's.
Yeah,
when
let's
you,
see
when
that.
You go
part.
To break or whatever, because, I mean, we're like, not
yeah,
yeah.
Listening to the No. Okay, so how was your weekend, Doc?
Oh, man. I ain't do too much. I just chilled out, drunk a lot of beers.
All right.
You know, yeah.
Same old.
The girls were gone for a while, so me and Buddy was chilling. Nice. Me and Buddy was chilling.
Do you give Buddy beer? I'm just curious. Can you give him a little taste on the floor?
No.
Good job.
Now, I have spilled some on the floor, and he just happened to be there. And, you know, before I could say stop, you know, he already...
It was already gone.
You know, I don't purposely give him beer.
Good job.
You know, I don't do that because...
He does weak ass word analogy games.
Like dogs just.
Mm-hmm. Just so you can know what that corny ass Peapod by Giant.
In case you're wondering, we're doing a little research to see how hard we want to go on this man.
On aging.
Cell block C.
Uh huh. Better known as Twinkles and stuff. He likes M&M's and horseback riding.
Long walks on the beach.
You say he likes M&M's wild horseback ride? Anyway. Damn it. How was your weekend?
Oh my gosh. My weekend was really good. I had a great weekend. Friday was great. Hung out. Saturday was phenomenal. And the weekend was really, really good. Really good. I enjoyed it.
No, right.
Courtney Queen.
Wait, what?
Which way to go?
Yeah, my weekend was okay. Didn't really do anything. Wasn't feeling 100%. I'm going back to reading this post. Okay, continue.
All right. Oh, I was checking out the March Madness, man. What little game, you know. I was dozing off and on, man. But it was some pretty good games.
It's starting to rev up. All the conference championships have wind down. And mm-hmm. Now we're going to get ready for Selection Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Next week.
Mm-hmm. So, I did forget one thing. I saw London, what is it? London Fallen? London is Fallen? That movie was phenomenal.
It wasn't vicious?
I mean, it probably was vicious, too. I mean, it really was a great, great movie.
Every time you say vicious, I kind of just picture you with a Bonnie Rubble, Run Joe t-shirt.
Damn.
I know, right? What?
Okay. Doc know what I'm talking about.
I know the t-shirt you're talking about.
Right.
It was phenomenally fabulous. How's that? I just put them all, just made my own word. But yeah, it was really, really great. I enjoyed it tremendously. That was it.
All right.
Yeah. Any dude out there would love it. Action packed.
Who was in?
A lot of shooting. I can't remember that dude's name. Oh, he's real popular. What's his name?
The popular dude.
Yeah, that dude. No, it was not. That's a black guy. No.
Jermaine Jackson.
No, it was Tito.
Michael Jackson.
It had to be Randy.
I know. It was LaToya.
I heard she was coming back.
Hey, she is definitely coming back. Cool. After porn, I mean, here she is.
Hey, there you go.
Do not take this to the water cooler.
Wait, who did porn?
LaToya allegedly did. LaToya Jackson. Pippi
Longstock.
Hey. Pippi don't get down like that.
Oh, she know?
Well, she do a little bit behind closed doors, just not on film.
Only when she wears leopard skin shirts.
You know what leopard this
is. Oh, that's the little Kim, huh?
Hey, y'all, let's start the show.
Nothing.
Oops, there goes another rubber tree branch.
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 Now, I came to rock. I came to move the crowd. I came to scream it out loud. No other choices. This rap new voice. Can't wait to sit in my new Rolls Royce. You soft and moist. Sweet like cake. Don't be scared to lie down in the bedroom. And if you fake, I'm like Alexander the Great. A conqueror, stomping y'all for even stepping to the plate. Now you think I'm late, but I'm right on time. You had your chance to do it, now it's my turn to shine. Keep in mind, you ain't heard my flow in a while. And I still ain't heard nobody that can mess with my style. Julia Child, Brother Cook MCs. Craig Mack, baby, 1,000 degrees. Stand back, brother, I'ma shake this place. And look, just when you thought it was safe, my man.
Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
Oops, there goes another rubber tree
plant. Oops, there goes another rubber tree
plant. Oops, there goes another rubber tree
plant. Oops, there goes another rubber tree
plant. Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
Now, inside the streets, Craig Mack's a living legend. Nuclear weapon, better watch where you stepping. Story at 6 and see the film at 11. You can be kid, but I'm like Frank Drebin. Mary Lou Retton, flipping on y'all. You can use Motrin, Advil, or Tylenol. Just to see me ball, make your chick wanna follow. Rock the Meadowlands, you got boo on the collar. Real hard to swallow, wanna know how come.
cause I'm hot, God, probably burn the meat off your tongue. So from now on till God's kingdom come, the season has begun for my style, away your gun. Kill you for fun, but I ain't playing no games.
No game.
And I ain't saying no names. So next time you wanna see the funk play big bad, but wait, you can check this instead.
Oops, there goes another rubber tree.
My crown, pretty, too bad you can't touch it. I'm like Pompeii, first time it erupted. Chicks still call acting hungry as a buzzing. You can be a man, dub it, hug it and rub it, touch it and rub it. Back, brother, that's why it sounds undiscovered. Explode like L. Ron Hubbard on a Dianetics cover. Smother a brother, been lethal for years, ass Gibson and Glover. Your man be like, help, lying in the gutter, just like that. Blast me a cat, man. I'm like Duke Nukem. Get ready for combat. I now pronounce you man and wife. You may kiss the coffin. It's the end of your life, Mr. Mac. And I know how to land this bird, but I see you 2,000, brother. That's my word.
Anytime you're getting low, instead of letting go, just remember that ant. There goes another rubber tree.
If I hit that ass, you belong to me. Especially, you know what I'm saying? If I can knock that little man out the boat, and you get to shake me shit, and you caress me and grab me real hard shit, you belong to me.
Somebody should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hey, I'm going to start it off on a little down note. Rest in peace goes to Mrs.
Hey, what's up, nigga?
Rest in peace goes to Mrs. Ex-First Lady Nancy Reagan.
Yes.
Who passed away.
You made it sound like a stripper. Miss Ex-First Lady.
Miss Ex-First Lady Nancy Reagan.
Now it sounds like a stripper.
Right.
Yeah,
who passed away, at 94 years old. It was smooth how her and Ronald, did y'all hear how her and Ronald hooked up?
No.
President.
He stole money out of her purse?
No.
Just from the economy when he was president. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. He was like head of the Actors Guild or whatever back in the 19... whatever.
20s.
When they met. But anyway,
way back when.
Her name was Nancy Davis. And she was an actress. And there were a lot of actresses out there named Nancy Davis. You know, so she couldn't get any work or anything like that. And plus, this is the word on the street now. This was a flyby story that I picked up on.
Oh, boy.
But,
Secret Service is still in existence.
Here we go.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. She was labeled as being like a communist or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So, Ronald took her under his wing and everything and said, you know what? You know, they had a dinner. It was only supposed to be for like an hour or whatever, but it ended up being an all-night thing.
Mm.
And they really
Nancy.
Got close. Yeah, they really got close.
Nancy
must have
like,
some
good
talk or good thought.
Talking what she got.
She got that good, snatch. Good.
She got that good, good.
I mean, she good with the mouth, but talking ain't what it was.
Oh, okay, that juicy box.
Queen, let me ask you a question.
Oh, my goodness.
What in the world?
Let me ask you a question.
Rest in peace.
If by chance, I ain't trying to start nothing here. If by chance, way back in the day, even when she was only 8 years old, Michelle Obama might have been labeled as a communist at any point in her life. You think that might have been an issue?
She was labeled as a communist.
If she was labeled as a communist or whatever, as Doc just reported about Miss
Davis. I think like back in, because she's like super old. She was like 94.
Yes, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Versus Michelle, back then, I think it would have been a big deal.
Right, I understand.
Yeah. Now, not so much. Because, I mean, Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, Michelle could have.
Hillary, so.
Michelle could have been short 47 cents at McDonald's, and they would have dug that shit up and buried her with it.
No.
I'm just saying. I don't think she would have been able to rock out with that kind of label. But proceed that.
Nah.
The queenism is coming out. Just go ahead.
Okay. But anyway, her and Ron got real tight.
Real
and
tight.
Ron. Yeah. Her and Ron. She you got, know, me and Ron, we go way,
way
back. Yeah, you know, we go way back. Say something.
Okay. This child went to high school together.
I was like, 20s.
Right. I know, right?
Because you and Ronald you. Used to bowl, and then one day he and sent you a too. One day he sent you an email or
nah, it came to my school when I was right. In elementary.
I was gonna say or. I was gonna say or.
Back when y'all used to shoot. Teletype.
But anyway,
Mr. America and all the ships at sea.
But anyway, stop making me laugh so I can finish. But anyway, Ronald said, all right, your last name is Davis. You're having problems getting work. I'm going to handle that. And
I think he did it like Joe Pesci in Casino. Yeah, I'm in trouble. You can't get work.
Oh, yeah.
I got you.
Yeah, right.
I'm
going to
help you.
I'm going to take care of that fight.
I got you.
I'm going to
right,
take care
right.
Too.
I know what you're going through.
Like, yeah, I'm going to take care of that first thing in the morning.
Gentlemen, maybe it was love.
Maybe I'm sure it was after.
You know what? To be honest with you, Nancy looked okay.
But that's.
this had to be something
but
other than.
That's with your
Nancy
coon eyes
that
you look
box.
At her.
Come on now.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
With the coon eyes.
Your coon eyes.
If you, I look at her.
If you look
next
at her with some,
the better, son.
If you look at her with some baby blues or grays.
Oh, yeah, oh, with those eyes.
She might have been bad as a match.
Might have been the bee's knees.
Right.
Oh, yeah, well, okay. But, I mean, Ronald, he was a big-time actor. I'm pretty sure he could have had any one of them. I mean, like, I ain't going to say Marilyn Monroe, but one of those types. You know, but anyway, I'm not, you know what? We're not talking about that. We're talking
wasn't
about
Marilyn Monroe like six when he was an actor?
I'm just talking about her type. Blonde,
I got
with the big titties.
Bombshell.
Right.
Because you know. She was kind of skinny with a big head.
No. Marilyn Monroe was thick.
I'm talking about Nancy Reagan.
Oh, yeah.
You said was? Sorry. And you're saying was because she died recently.
No, I'm saying.
Because she was that throughout her life.
That's what
I
was.
Yeah.
At this point, I'm trying.
I mean, but you said it like she grew into that motherfucker. No, she never did.
Actresses during that era were plus size, well, what we call plus size now anyway. They on average was like a 14. Greta Garbo, all of them. Mm-hmm. It was just as of late, I'm sorry, I just got on a little tangent, but as of late, it's more, you know, you need to be small and really.
How were they with their hairdos back in the day?
You know what?
They had the big ass hairdos.
They did have
the
big
ass
hair.
Right.
They
the
did.
Little bodies.
But they were done though.
You know what? Ponytails are still done. Just old.
Yes, they are done.
Butthead.
Pony and pigtails?
Whatever. I'm good with it. How about that?
I know.
There you go.
Moving on.
Yeah. We just, right. Yeah, we're going to leave Nancy alone, man.
Let's move on.
I was going to say, come on.
Let's move on because we're turning this into something that's. Oh, another rest in peace to RG3. You know, it was real, man. Yeah. You know,
damn you, you gave Puerto Rican pecan lover something else to talk about.
Butter pecan skirt, damn.
Right, and I'm like, wait, just. I mean, he went on a whole long story about him, but I just read the feed. I'm like, damn, nigga, where you pull up some stuff where you have it readily available to post?
Well, a lot of people would.
You like 100 years old right now.
Oh,
where
my.
You, what are you doing?
Sorry, he got that. I'm trying. I was trying to.
You said it. You already
I was
said
trying
it.
To make the guys on this page aware of it. I mean.
Yeah, it was weird.
It's creepy.
It was weird.
So he came off as like a stalker skirt?
Well,
is that what it
some of the extra stuff he said I'm not going to co-sign on, but it's like if you can go into any picture, something on your phone, and you could post something, then that's from 20 years ago, you weird, yo.
Right.
That's some weird shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Especially like, you know, like I was showing y'all
the
pictures.
Bama has my pictures of high school.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
I need to see that.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe we should leave him the fuck alone.
Right, for real. Because I'm like, I don't want you to come.
I'm not scared of the nigga. Actually, I asked for real all the keyboard courage ass bullshit. Let's just meet.
Meet in Temecula. Mm-hmm.
Let's just meet and rap
in
about
in public
this.
Yep. At a mall.
No, we don't need to meet at a mall.
Mm-mm.
Well,
in public,
not.
PG.
Let's
Plaza, PG Mall, PG
no,
Plaza,
no.
The parking lot.
Because then he had more people to run to.
PG Plaza, really? The mall?
Yeah, they still got police there.
Anyway, I say just shut this thing down. He gets your tag number. This he know where you live.
Nigga, I'll give you my address, please.
No.
I need rap to you.
Uh-oh.
Face to face. I invite you in the house.
Well, the last post was like, "What's good?
That's
Miley?
That bullshit." But see, you know that stopped right there because what needs to be said after this so don't need to be written. So later you can bring this shit up.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Let's just wrap about this.
Okay.
Okay, back to the story.
Oh, so sorry. Rest in peace.
Hey, you know what? I caught this on the news real quick.
All right.
There were two brothers that won the lottery the same day.
Oh,
you
saw
that? You saw that? Okay. Now, I don't know.
I won too, but go ahead.
I don't know if I got the last names right, but I like I said, I caught it on the fly. One was named Bob Stakolas.
Okay.
And the other one was named Jim Stakolas.
Sure.
Okay. Now, one won, and these are lottery winnings now. One won $7, and the other one won $291 million.
Really?
If I was the $7 dude, I'm killing.
That's a bull.
No, these are brothers.
No, I know. I'm still killing you.
Can't enable my.
Maybe he would just share.
Damn.
Maybe he would just share the money.
What makes you think you gonna get the money? Maybe his Jim's wife will get it.
Do we have the same name or nah?
Yes.
Same
name.
He's so
pissed
off. He's so mad.
Name ain't on the ticket. This is possessing that ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me ask each and every one of you.
What?
All right, if your sister or your brother won,
dead. What?
You won $7. Okay, everybody
no,
won
kidding.
Seven.
I'm
no,
kidding.
Everybody okay. won the $291 million.
Yes. Sure. Okay.
And your brother and sister won the $7.
Okay.
How much of your $291 million would you give your sibling?
I'm already.
Well, I guess it would depend on how many other siblings they were. Well, let's just say it's just you two. Let's just say.
Oh, me and my sissy, we partying. She don't even have to like.
That's not the question. Yeah. How much you giving her?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm.
Don't evade the question.
No, I mean honestly, I'm gonna give her. If I won 290 something, sissy's getting what?
Go ahead.
Okay.
I just want the floor
like,
after you answer
okay.
this.
If I won 290 something million, sissy's getting at least. I'm at least hook her up and at least get from the jump 90. At least 90.
90 million. Okay.
At least.
With that being
90.
Said.
Yeah.
And you were just saying y'all gonna party and all that. Are you paying for the party or is her party coming out her money? She got to pay her.
First
way.
Of all, sissy don't party like that. But.
That's beside
but,
the point. You say y'all was partying.
If I got two, she got not. Sissy's coming with me. Diego's coming with me.
And you got this.
Yeah. Because I'm going to, honestly.
90 million she got, but you going
to
got this.
Honestly, because I'm going to be smart enough to live off of interest.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, if you can slum with me, living off interest, that's cool. If you have to live off.
This has nothing to do with the party that we're speaking of.
No,
that's,
I'm just
that's
saying.
Tomorrow after you wake up and you
no. I mean,
remove the condoms from your chest and all that
wow.
stuff.
Oh, she didn't say that kind of nasty party.
I want to know.
Sir, I'm a lady.
I know.
Jeez. Hence
the
condoms.
Condoms out of his what?
Excuse me?
Sir, what?
Oh,
I mean, honest, seriously, I'm because I know and sometimes you win money, you have money, people don't act the same. But I feel like my sissy and Diego, we out.
So you give her 90. How much would you get Diego?
Oh, Diego, honestly, he wouldn't care. As long as he was with me and he was partying or he was hanging out, he wouldn't care.
He
wouldn't care.
Because I know how Diego likes to dress.
I would give him money.
How much?
Man.
But. If I had 200, Diego,
no, you're down to 200.
I said
right.
if I
gave
had
away
200
because
I gave sissy 90.
Mm-hmm.
If I had 200 left, I would give him at least 10 and then bring him with me.
And you paying for the party?
See, but I know him, and I know him well enough to know. Listen, you asked me a question. I know him well enough to know, first of all, what party? Because I wouldn't fucking do a party.
I mean, party in,
but not a party.
Right. And you pay. That's what I said. A party. I say you paying for the party. You said you're partying. Are you paying for it?
But you said, I'm talking about a party. Mean like
I know what you're talking about. Are you paying for whatever the fuck y'all do?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Oh, Brian.
Yes, I mean
no one has
if
200
if I want 291
like,
million
why are we all angry about
like
it?
Right now mm-hmm. I'm gonna give my brother
Queenie
I'm gonna give my brother 200 of it
dollars
thousand
million.
Which is you?
Ding, ding, ding. My brother is unfortunately not with us anymore.
I'm like, what in the world?
So we'll put it in a trust fund.
I was sitting here wondering, like, maybe I was misinformed. Okay.
Nah, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
You know he listens. Right. Keep that in mind.
Oh, that nigga know all the rotten shit he did to me in life. I gets a joke every now and then, goddamn.
Oh,
all
right.
So Queen gets how much? I'm sorry, what?
Oh, oh my, that was so sexy.
That was rude.
That
was so rude.
But no. See, it's just like you said, though.
What?
It's just like you said. I mean, you're going to be partying with me.
So. I'm saying, if I get to go along, then I don't need no money.
Okay.
If I get to leave. But see, that's what I was saying about,
still,
like, Diego.
Break me off, and then we can still
no,
party.
But I'm saying, but that's like Diego. I'm like, if you get to go with me, you don't need no money, son.
What if you drop dead from partying too much?
Nick, if
and
I,
he ain't
if,
gonna get shit.
If I win,
oh my,
that shit going back to the state.
No, because first of all, I'm getting all my monies up front. Or,
but that still doesn't mean he's gonna get it after you die.
Unless she sets up a trust fund.
It's called a will.
Yeah,
a living
excuse
will.
Excuse me, black person.
Set that up at them
it's,
party.
Called a, it's called a will. Black people get a will.
See, y'all put too many variables in it.
If you, oh my gosh, if you win that much money, you have to have a will. Even if you don't have money, you have to have a will. If you, unfortunately, and I love you, if you die tomorrow, I would hope you have a will. So like KK.
Okay, after you win the money and you get to make a will, how much you gonna leave your brother? See, I didn't say all that.
All the
bulls
I left in the basement.
Boom.
Man, Diego was your
go to
brother, brother.
So she turned 21, she can crack it.
See, I'm married. Sean gonna get that shit anyway, automatically.
No, if you leave, if you decide to leave money to KK, then no, not necessarily.
But see, I'm saying if I won it today,
uh-huh.
Right, and I just wanted to give my brother some money. I mean, of course, I'm going to do the will and all that kind of stuff, but I didn't say that.
Right,
I'm just
right.
saying, because dude won seven and his brother won 291 million.
So what did he do? What did he do?
It just happened, like, yesterday.
Yeah, they were in a picture.
Oh, so you just said, okay.
Yeah, I'm just hypothetically
I thought there was
speaking,
a moral
not,
to the story.
You know, if you win the money and then you do a will and then you do all that, I was just, you know.
Okay. Nah, but I do think that it's important. Like, let's say, for instance, 15WA. You know, he my man 50 grand, and it'll be easy for me to be like, nigga, come on, we partying.
He'll have a passport. But, he'd be left behind.
But at the same time, I would have to put, I'd had to put some cake in his pocket. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just,
no. Right.
It's a man thing to just be able, everything you need, you got to be like, hey.
Can I get some drawers?
Hey, B, can I?
Right.
You know
what
I'm saying? That motherfucking watch. Can I, you know?
Yeah.
You got to have your own.
To, like to bringing do somebody with you.
Right. You know, you got to break somebody off. So
yeah, no
make
shit.
Make sure they have that on.
All right. So, I have a fairly large family.
Okay.
And I'm not talking extended, I'm talking immediate. So, I would take care of my sisters. I would take care of my sisters.
You have more than
the
one?
Same ones that you curse out weekly?
Look, let me tell you something,
to do your
bro.
Hair today?
You know what, Mark?
I was only kidding.
You know what?
I was trying to get it.
I would take care of my sisters. Yes, I have more than one. No matter how much you two, no matter how much you
made it sound like it was a Partridge Family. No matter
that we have, there's 9 grandkids with, between like the 3 of us. I have no idea where it's been for like the last hour.
Pecan.
I know, right? Oh, pecan God. Ass. So anyway, I would take care of my sisters. I know, right? I would take care of my sisters. I would give $100,000 apiece to all of my nieces and my nephew. And I would just take care of them. I would take care of them. I would make sure they set up with a place, with a car.
At what point are you getting your hair done?
When she's in Jamaica and
I know, right?
The lady's doing it for her.
IDS crew, I just want you to know that he is directing his frustration on me because of pecan swirl that he was talking about earlier. Ooh. My ponytails are fine. And let me take a picture and post it. Fuck no. This is for in-house only.
Ain't gonna do it anyway.
So bite all his ass. How about that, jerk?
Yeah. I want to see that. Anyway, Mark, okay. I feel like we have something else. Please.
Yeah, let me go ahead and move on. We're spending too much time with this, this money.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, you know what? Let me go back. Cat Williams, man. Oh, shit. Yeah, this Bama, he acting a fool again. He acting a fool. Let me wipe my eyes. I can't see. Anyway, Saturday night, he was at Trocadero Theater, okay, with Benny Siegel and, Jaleel Beats, Jada Kiss, and there was a lot of other rappers performing, right? Apparently, this Bama just jumped up on stage and started freestyling on stage. Okay, and doing random push-ups and shit like that. Then he started standing around in the fight pose like he was ready to fight somebody. All right, so this dude was on stage and Cat just took off and stole a dude. Not knowing who the dude was, I don't know why he did it. I don't know why he did it. But apparently dude had a little entourage with him. Cat didn't know about it.
Got that ass whooped.
But check this out. I mean, now this goes now a couple of days before that. All right, Cat, he was arrested for punching a store clerk, which I reported on. The day before that, he allegedly held 5 women at gunpoint. He allegedly held 5 women at gunpoint.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. And then the day before that, he got into a fight with somebody in L.A.
The reason I don't do cocaine, Big Tigger, is because I had a tumor in my upper jaw and they had to take it out. And they had to block the whole right of my sinus with a piece of metal. So ever since I got out the Marine Corps, I can only breathe out of one nostril, boy. I get my blood tested every 3 months for the last 15 years. All narcotic tests have come up 0.00%. I'm 44 years old, little Tigger. You look up my rap sheet. I have never had a DUI or a possession of anything, not even the marijuana I do every day. See, when you real, you can tell the truth about anything or anybody. It was the last day of Black History Month. I begged that man not to call me the N-word. He said, this is what you don't understand. I want you to hit me, because I'm sending you to jail. N-word. And I did what a black man should do. I defended myself and my race. And then I laid down and waited for the honorable police so they could deal with criminals, rapists, and robbers like their job is, and not have to rough up an innocent comedian who was attacked by an employee of a store and he had only worked there 5 days. But they'll take the word of any white man. As long as he's bigger and stronger than the black guy, then fine. But if you disrespect my race, you get it. Other black people can't do it. They got jobs. They got people they got to answer to. I answer to no one but God. If you are not Jehovah or Allah, I do not recognize your authority. I am of this world. but I am no part of this world. And now, Big Tigger, if you lie on me again, because I was there with the Lady of Rage, so if you lie on me again, you can't use the name Tigger no more. Because Tigger is a bouncing tiger. And if you want to be a bouncing tiger, you just heard from Bouncer. Now I'm getting on my private jet. And I'm going to court, motherfucker. But when I come back, I'm coming right back to the A. Cat Williams out. King.
Well, all right. I didn't know he... Does he have a jet, or he's just saying he's getting on a private jet?
I'm sure he's getting on a jet that was paid for by some... It was some way contracted to him.
Oh,
to
okay.
Get him from venue to venue.
I don't know. Maybe it's me. I think the man needs some help, man. I mean, trouble just seems to find him, or he just goes and starts it or whatever, but...
He may have mental issues.
You think so?
I don't necessarily think it might be drug related, but I think he has some type of mental issues.
I'm sort of with you. I think that there's something there underlying, and I think that the drugs just enhance it.
Mm. Or maybe he's not taking what he's supposed to be taking.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just saying. I don't know. But
something's off.
Something.
I don't know what.
See, I seen your stuff on social media, boy. I know you what you do, but you do it for play. If you do it for real, here it is, Kevin. I got a show at your hometown in Philly. I'ma take my special there. On that stage, we can put whatever you want. A full court basketball court, a boxing ring, two microphones for a rap cipher. Or you can get your ass dusted in comedy on that stage. But it's $1 million up for each one. That's $5 million, Mr. 28 million in Forbes. I'll be bringing mine in cash, Mitch. Bring yours however you want. And since you're not a puppet, don't bring no white people with you then. That's a $5 million bet individually. You can take it all, or you can take it part and parcel. This is the new movement.
Now, first of all, let me speak on this real quick, because I got something real quick to say. Now, first of all, why did he come at Kevin Hart? I don't remember or hearing Kevin saying anything bad about him. Second of all, I think Kevin would eat his ass up in a comedy in anything they do. To be honest with you, I think the man just reaching out for attention. I don't know.
But see, here's the sad thing about good comedy. Mm-hmm. Not only will Kevin eat that nigga's lunch, but it wouldn't even be funny because Kev wouldn't even understand that he just got smashed. Because he couldn't even comprehend half the jokes Kevin will probably throw at him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, Kat gives you he gives you all of the animation and the inflections of his voice and all the, you know, that shit. And, I'm not taking nothing away from Kat. Kat had a funny dude when he wanted to be funny.
Pimpin'.
You know, but Kevin's smart with his.
Right, and he's quick.
And he's
sharp.
He's very fucking quick with it. Right. And I'm going to tell you something. Let's take all that off the table. Has Kat peeped any videos that Kevin's been posting lately? This nigga has his own shoe contract with Nike for his incredible level of physical fitness. You don't want to see him in no boxing ring.
How about that?
You don't want to see him on no basketball court.
None of that, he said.
Cat, that nigga will make you play defense for the first 5 minutes till your lung fall the fuck
how
out.
How about that? How about
the fuck is Cat
probably
with you?
Couldn't even run up down the court twice. You know? And then he's going to be worried about his perm.
He's tripping over. Right, he's going to be tripping over that big ass belt buckle you always want to wear all the fucking time. Fuck out of it. What's wrong with Cat?
I don't know, man. If anyone knows Kat, please call him, get him some help. What are you going to do?
If anybody knows Kat, tell them to go talk to Adrian Butter Ass.
And butter ass.
Tell them niggas related. A basketball song. I mean, Kat says something about basketball. He might get Stuart Little's dick hard or something.
Wow.
I
don't know.
Really?
Well, all right.
Okay. Did somebody say basketball?
Somebody say something about balls.
Somebody say basketball.
Little sprinkles and stuff. Hey, man. That concludes my diagnosis. I had some more stories, but we took up enough time on that. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be back.
Hanging around, still listening to the show. Yeah, we appreciate you. You know what? I forgot to say, any feedback in deepshow@yahoo.com. Voicemail 202-750-14. Okay, great. Or
1437
14 right. Slits can opening.
There you go.
Send liquor drinking. Thank you.
Or 202-750-1437. Thanks. Yay.
Kiss
thanks,
guys. Want to know I've been put on microphone restriction by the queen. So.
Wow.
No, because if you were, cool. I would have done it a long time ago.
45 minutes ago.
Yeah. Anyway, so B.
Should have did it right before you did your hair.
Right before you did this ass. How about that? You were making that face last week, nigga.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Moving on.
Yeah.
I think you got it.
You got it.
You got it.
Oh, she owned you.
I just don't want to go there, so I'm just going to say.
All right.
Okay.
Look.
She could be right there along with sneaking, reeking.
Okay. Do we have any?
So, the topic from anything? Last week.
Yeah, I forgot.
Your boss, white shit on his nose.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Would you tell him or her? Yeah.
So scared people to talk to their boss out there.
Say something. Look, man, you don't give me none, I'm telling. Give me a line, nigga, with a straw.
People don't use money?
Huh? They use it. Trust me, I deal with it every
weekend.
Thought it was money. Oh, money?
Damn, you working on a broke ass. I don't
handle money,
look.
I've been known to wipe it right back off on them. Like, Slim, pick this with you.
Well, they said, like, honestly, like, you look at money, it's coke, poop, and everything else, but coke is on there. So, yeah. On a dollar.
Vaginal secretion.
Yes. All up on your money. So, think about it when you put it in your mouth.
Put it in your mouth.
Ew. Don't do it.
What in the hell? You put money in your mouth.
Sometimes, some people do it. It's like you're like, oh, I have to do something. You might just hold it right there. Or you're doing coke. I mean, per what you just said. I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah, back in the day, yeah, shit. But you know, I couldn't really do that because it used to fuck with my allergies and shit.
Okay.
I'm serious. All right. I said, okay. You know, I'm the doc. I keep it real.
You do. You keep it 100.
There's nothing to hide with me. I tell you.
I mean, before marriage, just.
Yep.
I mean, that's why people love you. Mm-hmm. You keep it 100.
Hey.
Let's see what the listeners had to say.
Thank you.
Oh, shit. I thought you had some records on me.
Deep Show. Yo, it's BTG. So, look. If I call my boss with that shit on their nose, it's real simple. Look, let's go back to the office. We need to talk about something serious. Look, check it out, man. Yo, I know where you can get that shit cheap. No, for real. Like, I can get it for the low low. But I need for you to know this ahead of time. I know it's March. I'm going to feel a little sick 2 weeks prior to Christmas. So, yeah, if you could just if you could have that happen. Or I was thinking, how about I don't have to come in on Fridays? I don't want to come to the office on Fridays. Maybe half a Thursday. Yeah. No, don't get me wrong. I don't care what you do. You know, I'm not going to tell nobody. I'm just simply saying I know where you can get cheaper. And in return, you know, I might be coming up with something the whole month of December, just ahead of time. So, just keep your nose straight. All right, y'all. Oh, and for the leap year birthday, I would want to do the epic birthday every 4 years. I would love to do something epic, like flying monkeys and a pool full of vodka. I'm not going to get in it. Somebody dumb enough would do it, but I want some shit outrageous, and I'm gonna invite like a bunch of people from like a bunch of college campus kids and shit like that. I want something real huge to where when I wake up, you know, people are like, I have to pick everybody up and push them out of my house or some shit like that. But that's it. And Queen, again, happy birthday. Enjoy the next 2 months. Hell, your birthday is gonna be for the next 2 months after your birth date. Okay. All right. Y'all have a good one.
That's what's up. I didn't know I can celebrate for 2 more months.
I know, right?
Pisces unite. But I am with him, and it makes sense to have a pool full of vodka.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'm the only one that can get in it.
Pool full of vodka. If what? You don't understand how that vodka is going to affect your groin area.
Ooh.
Ah.
Necessarily.
Yeah. Might clean that joint.
Yeah. What?
Oh, you've already had vodka?
Nigga.
It seemed like it would burn, though.
It burns.
It seemed like it would burn.
Okay.
Very sensitive pores down there.
Right. Especially the pores are open.
How about you just have on a bathing suit and you can sip from the pool, but nobody else can sip from it? How about that?
What, you going to lean off the side and just put your lips in it? Nigga, if you...
Long straw.
Okay, get a straw.
Can we get into, let's just yes. go into an alternate universe.
Yes.
Where you can get in a pool, your parts won't burn, your pH balance won't be fucked up, and you can just chill.
You know, vodka is a very good cleaning solution.
That's champagne. What I was going to say.
Champagne.
It will dissolve some of the caked on, baked on.
Just saying. I was like, that's a kind of a dope
champagne,
idea.
Champagne, forget vodka, champagne. I like that idea.
Saying, yeah,
the bottles all of it might feel good.
I mean, no, I'm just saying that's kind of it's kind of dope. So, okay,
mm-hmm. 2 months. It's mm-hmm. on.
Yeah. And another thing,
didn't know
that shit has to stay chill though. Hot champagne ain't good.
I mean, if you're in it, it's hot. But anyway, Mark, go ahead.
Another thing is, get your boss in the transaction first. You know, mm-hmm. once you do the transaction, get it on tape, and then you make your demands.
Right.
You can't really say it off of what's on his nose because, you know, that's
your
hearsay.
Word
that's yeah. hearsay. You can't, that doesn't hold up in a court of law. You know, get him with it in the transaction and be like, look, Bob, that's you. Now.
Not Bob.
Yeah.
No, right?
Bob. Adrian.
Ooh.
Oh.
Now, I need 3 months off and a raise.
And I won't tell nobody about all the Dixie stuff.
Oh. Okay.
Well, there you go.
Well,
moving on.
Butter pecan squirrel nuts. Okay.
Hey, how about that? Hey. He gonna give him a better price and all that. Man,
I'm gonna find somebody that's not gonna, you know, do you wrong?
Right, Bob. right. And you're going to get a better quality and quantity.
You know what I mean?
Pass me by. You won't get high, baby.
And it's cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody want to save money, especially when you want to get high, I guess.
So you know? There you go. Just saying. And it won't have that much isotol on it. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to give you a better quality. What are you going to do?
I feel like you've done this before.
Yeah, you got to get them. You got to get them first. And then that's when you demand all your holidays and vacations. Okay. And all that shit. And a raise. Saturday.
Well, let's go on a break real quick, and I'm going to take some notes.
Okay.
And maybe we'll... may need to send it to BTG so he knows what to do.
Right, okay. Right.
All
right,
real quick.
Hey, what's going on? This is your man, Big B. Welcome back to the IDS show. Queen.
Welcome back. Before we go any further. Let me ask a question before it gets too much time.
What you got, girl?
Okay. In a relationship, is it an amount of time or a feeling that determines that you move on to the next level?
Is it an amount of time or do you go by your gut feeling on whether you move on to the next phase of your relationship?
Okay, let's go with that.
That's not what you said?
Nope. But let's go with that. That sounds good.
I just expounded upon what you
said.
I said
that sounds good. Let's go with that.
All right. Did I say something different than you said?
Oh, yes. I didn't say anything about a gut feeling. I didn't say that.
Did you say feeling?
Didn't say anything about a gut feeling or feeling? All the extra stuff you added. Right. I said that sounds good.
That's hence expound.
I just said that sounds good. B. I said it sounds good. Let's go with it.
It's just reiterating the question in my mind. Okay. So I can answer that's it. Said.
Let's go.
You know, honestly, I would say that age might have something to do with it. I think if you're younger, I think time is more on your side. I think with age comes experience, so you can kind of weed through the bullshit a little bit faster, and you're more comfortable with possibly making moves at a little bit faster pace. But I think at the end of the day, it's all going to come down to what you feel. Gotta go with your feeling, because if you don't feel that it's there, then you can't make the move, and you definitely can't be rushed or forced to it.
All right.
Good night.
You know what? I'm gonna take what Brian said. I'm gonna put it in my pocket, and I'm gonna roll with that too. But also, I don't know. Sometimes, you know, when you're with someone, it seems like the energy is there. The passion is there, and you have some kind of connection, you know, and you may feel, she may not feel that. You feel that, oh, man, this is the one for me. You know, she's smart. She's, you know, she's driven. She wants things out of life, but she might not feel the same way about you. But, you know, you're gonna take a shot, you know, say, hey. You know, and another thing is the longevity thing. If I've been with a woman for about 4, 5, 6 months, you know, and we've been together that long, and she's showing me that, you know, she's committed to me. You know, that might be a short period of time, but you know, I think that's really all that, you know. I think we've been through the ups and the downs. You know what I want. You know what I want.
The 4 to 6 months.
6 months.
For me. It depends on what happened in between that 6 months. If mm-hmm. everything's been going smooth in that 6 months, you know, I'm going to give it a shot.
You'll shoot your shot.
I'm going to shoot my shot. God damn it. That's what I think.
If I could say one more thing. I think another thing that plays a big factor in that, if you're going to look at a time frame, I think a big factor in that is whether you all live together or not.
God damn.
Because
boy, you good.
Shit change when you're under one roof.
You right.
Shit get real different under one roof.
I changed it a year. Yeah, you right though. He's right.
That was the IDS curveball before Damn it, Gina had a chance to answer.
Yeah.
I'm like, I ain't saying nothing about moving in or.
I guess that feeling will be next.
Right, but I mean, that's in the dating. Some people are still dating, and then they move in together while they're still dating. Mm. And that's what I'm saying. It's like if let's say I'm dating someone in Cali. That time frame and that feeling is going to be much different than if I'm dating someone under the same roof with me.
Mm.
Okay.
Because then you get to see like her before her hair is done and everything.
Not necessarily.
I know, right? You keep that thing tight until it's time for you.
You know what I'm saying? Because some people.
If you live with them?
No, because some people will still like get up before they mm-hmm. man get up and like beat their face. Gloss. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? And
get the
like.
Coal out their eyes.
You know what I mean? And like take off that bonnet or mm-hmm. take off. Or
take off the Erykah Badu wrap.
I'm just saying, or take out the pink clips, whatever.
Whatever.
Or, you know what I'm saying?
Make sure you look like a glamour girl when you first wake up.
Just let the shepherd rock.
I'm just saying, that's how some people do.
Yes, it's true.
Wow.
So.
Shout out to all the collies out there.
Damn it, Gina.
Okay. I would say, I would start off by saying your mental stability is very important. Where you are.
What did you say, girl? Timmy is drowning in the lake.
Where you are is so important because mentally you really need to be there. You really need to be ready to have a relationship. You need to be ready to give your heart, your mind, your body, your soul, the whole nine. So when you make that kind of decision, you need to have the proper mental state. I think there also needs to be passion. There needs to be intensity. And when you get all of those things and you feel it in your heart, then I say go for it. It could be 6 months. It could be 7. It could be a year. It could be a month. So it just depends.
Hmm. Okay. I think the next level depends on you. And of course the other person that you're in the relationship with, I think you will go off of feeling and you'll go off of vibe to know that you should move in with that person or you should move to the next level, because I think levels are different for, you know, different people. I mean, like for me, the next level could be like, you know, I'm staying the night at your house, you're staying the night at mine. You know what I'm saying? I don't have my hair in, like, you know, my hair is not pin curled. I mean, that could be a next level for me. I don't know. I mean, you know what I'm saying? So it just really depends on the person. So, all right, y'all being petty Murphy right now.
What?
I know.
Anyway, so if y'all have any feedback, if you, you know, or want to answer the question, please, indeepshow@yahoo.com or 202-750-1437. Oh, look at you.
I know. I remember.
Wait, what is
part
it?
Part of it.
202-750 what?
1437.
You know what?
Know. You go, girl.
I am proud of you.
She's a good girl.
Here we go. Here we go.
Y'all want to answer? Hit us up. And I really will try to post this question on Facebook. So if you want to answer, some people are comfortable answering it on Facebook, and I'm cool with that. And then I'll read it on the show.
That's right.
Okay.
Cool. All right.
So, We're going to go to... Oh, yay. Okay. Good. I didn't know where we were going right now.
Yay.
Now we know.
Yeah, now we know.
Oh, man. I had a good time today.
So, I'm going to close the show out right now. Doctor?
Let me see. Of course, two fingers to the weather. You know, I got to get two fingers to the weather.
Sure.
Let me see. Do I have a one finger? Well, I don't think I have a one finger.
That's okay.
I don't think I have one finger.
Damn it.
Two fingers.
Damn it.
Yeah, it's okay.
Let's see. Ooh. I don't have a one finger because some people are too petty for one fingers. What I will give is a two finger. I will give two fingers to the sweetest first and last kiss. Two fingers.
Ooh.
Yes.
Chills.
That's it.
Sweetest thing I've ever known.
Mm-hmm. You sing it,
Queenie
girl.
Queen.
Queen, girl.
Girl, that's what's up. Let's see.
Like a kiss on a collarbone. Mm-hmm. Like a kiss on a collarbone.
Okay, you fucked that up.
I know, right?
Anyway.
He can't help himself.
Yeah, okay. Okay. So two fingers to... I feel like Mark. Two fingers to the... No, I'm kidding. two fingers to travel. Mm-hmm. Get your jet set on and live your life. One finger to... Oh, I do feel like Mark. One finger to the weather, because when you leave one coast, you should be able to go to another coast, and it's the same goddamn weather, and it's not raining. Mm-hmm. It should be nice when you get there.
Yay.
That weather should welcome you with open arms and be like, hey, you're here. Have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Do you. Enjoy your life.
Right. Oh.
All right.
Well, all
right. I had a two fingers... prepared, but I'm not going to use it. And I didn't have a one finger. Oh, you know what? I do have a one finger. One finger for this day as a whole. This day was wild. Not feeling great. But like always, I get around my IDS crew and they give me so much energy.
Woo-woo.
Pull through. I called Nia early and was like, yo, you're going to have to take the show today. I can't do it.
You didn't need me though.
No.
You didn't.
I don't know.
I get here, then it's like Voltron, boop, boop, feed off energy or whatever.
Yeah.
Man. So yeah, one finger to that. I have so much more to say, but I don't want to say it. So, I hope everyone enjoys their week. Please make sure that you send in your feedback and interact with us so we can interact with you. If you got nothing better to do, look up Adrian Stewart.
He has the
pink lips holding a little baby. Don't look like it's his.
Sprinkles and stuff.
All that good shit.
That's a cute baby.
Somewhere.
That was a cute baby.
I didn't say it wasn't. I said it just didn't look like it was his.
I just said that's a cute baby.
I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in. I'd like to plead with anyone that's decided that this is their last show. Just we'll be all right next week. We'll be better next week, we promise.
We're not.
Yeah.
I speak for me. I strive for excellence. So, I say I'm going to try to be better next week.
Oh,
can't speak for my whole crew. Anything else in parting, guys?
Rest in peace, Nancy.
Nancy should have just said no. As always, in part, we like to say,
God woke you up this morning, can handle the rest of the bullshit.
I want all of you out of my house now. Now I want all of you out of my goddamn house.